Okay, today is Daf Tzadik Hey. We're in Tzadik Dalam and Beis. We're smack in the middle of a Gemara that starts off four lines from the bottom. Be'eser. If the post, the breach, is less than 10 amos, kuli amo lo pligi, there is no machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, and everybody agrees that we say pitikra, right? Even if you have to say it on four walls. Ki pligi, when's the machlokas? Biyosu miyaser. If it's more than 10, that's what the machlokas was. Rav said yes, Shmuel said no. Ve'ika de'amri, others say, biyaser. No, if it's more than 10, kuli amalo pligi. Everybody holds you, don't say pitikra. Ki pligi, when's the machlokas? Be'eser. If it's less than 10.
No.
If it's, what?
Oh,
10. Under 10, 10 or under. Thank you. Rav says yes, and Shmuel says no. Okay? V'had Amr Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, one second, Korah Arba Matir B'Korva, a roof. You're in a ruin, right? So all you have are four posts, like four corners, four poles, and the whole middle's empty. But the top, you have four tefachim coming down. Like a four tefach thick roof. Do you say Pitikra? Or, Rav Nachman Amar, Korah Arba Matir B'Korva. That will work in a churva. From Nachman Amar Abba Arvua, Korah Dalad Matir B'Mayim. If you have a well in between two chutzers, so you can't draw, and there's no air, you can't draw water out of the well. It straddles two chutzers. What if you take a board of four tefachim and place it on top of the bar? Now I can stick my bucket in and get water out. Right? Now Mani, who's the author of those brises? L'hach Lishna Tamarta Be'eser Lo Pligi. If you hold that up to 10 is no machlokes, it's be'eser for divrei hakol. It could be up to 10, and everybody can hold like that. V'hach lisha damarta be'eser pligi, but if you hold the arguing by 10, then that can only be rav.
Only why? Because Shmuel said it's not allowed.
Okay. Lema, let's say, Abaye v'rava b'plugsa d'ravu Shmuel k'mefugi. Let's say that Abaye and Rava are arguing in the same issue that Rav and Shmuel argued in a few generations before. What's that? The Itmar. Because we went like this. Sichei chagavi aksadra. If you made a schach on a porch, sheyesh la petzimin, and it has petzimin. Petzimin are, how do they translate that? Posts. It has posts. In other words, we're going to say lovud. We're going to get walls by saying lovud. That's kshera. Ain lo psimen. What if it doesn't have psimen? What if it doesn't have posts? What is it? It's a chuppah. Did you ever imagine you can make a sukkah out of something like that? It just has four poles and four corners of the square, and you can make a sukkah out of that? Abaye amar kshera. Abaye says, yeah, it's kosher. Rava amar psula. Rava says, what kind of sukkah is that? Abaye amar kshera amar peitikri yor v'sosin. Let the walls come down. Imaginary walls. Rava Amar, no, Psula. Lo Amar Pitik Yor V'Sosim. You don't say Yor V'Sosim by Sukkah. Not for all four walls, you don't. Lema, let's say.
Marshall, you won't talk about one wall because the concept that should be able to come down. Why not?
Well, yesterday we said that maybe somebody would hold all four walls. You cannot say Pitikra, but one you would. Maybe two, yeah. Right? We had such a thing. So, you hear what's going on? Lema, let's say, Abaye Karav, Virava Kishmuel. It's very simple. Abaye holds, yeah, make a sukkah out of without any walls at all. And Rava says, like, Shmuel, you can't do that. So the Gemara says,
what's the point of making two Amorayim arguments the same?
There is no, I don't know what the point is for that. I really don't. You always have that. Lema Kitanoi. Let's say they argue, but there's argued about it already. What? Because I believe the theory is it is different. I believe that it would be a little odd, or maybe a little curious that they're arguing about something that was already argued about. What do you think? Their argument's not good enough for you to argue again? Like, why are you arguing again? So, is it true that they're really arguing about the same thing? Unlikely. Could be, but
it's the same.
Correct. And the application, right, Monty's right, and the application now is different, but it's the same root. So,
Now the Gemara says no. Aliba de Shmuel, according to Shmuel, kuli ama lo pligi. There is no machlokas. Right? You don't say pi tikra. This could never be a valid sukkah. Ki pligi aliga de Rav. What about Rav? Abaya kirav. Abaya will hold like Rav. And Rava Omar, no. Even Rav wouldn't hold from this sukkah. Ad kan lo kamar Rav hasam. Elohani mechitzos lach sadra avidi. All right, you want to make to carry on Shabbos. Aval hacha, the hani mechitzos, lav l'sukkah avidi lo. You can't use them for sukkah. That would not, even Rav would agree you can't make it for sukkah. Why not? So Rashi says, a little Rashi there, lav l'sukkah. Rashi says, l'shem sukkah. Af agav, delo ba'inan mechitzos l'shmon. Even though you don't need mechitzos, you don't have to make a sukkah l'shma. Not the walls, anyway. Right, what did Rava answer? Rava would never agree to that. Rava would only agree, right? Rava, what did he say? Rava would only agree, Mechitzos Aksadra Avidi. Why are there posts there? You made them for this canopy. You never made them for a sukkah. You didn't make them to be a sukkah. So he'll say Pitikra by a canopy, but he won't say it to make you, to have a kosher sukkah out of it. Why not? So Rashi says, even though you don't need sukkah l'shma, kulei ha miha lo makalinan. To be that makel, we're not going to be that makel. In other words, what kind of sukkah is that? There's no walls. Right? And it wasn't made like that. Well, you don't need sukkah l'shma. You don't. You're walking down the street, you find four walls without tzchach. The tzchach has to be put l'shma, not the walls.
Right, so who cares?
You have the posts. So to be that makel, and to say there's no walls, there's only posts, and it wasn't made for a sukkah, and there is no walls, and sukkah normally has walls. To be all these coolers wrapped up, that we're not far. We're not going to say.
We apply some coolers. We apply love to sukkah.
What?
We do apply the love, and that's a cooler.
I'm not saying you can't apply a cooler. You can apply a cooler. This is very makel. This is very makel. Has no walls. Has no walls.
He doesn't really give a reason.
Exactly, doesn't really give a reason.
Not so,
right, so Rashi gives a little bit, just says it's very, very makel. Okay, next. Now the Mishnah said something. The Mishnah said that what happens if a guy has a mavu, let's say, and or there was an eruv between my yard and your yard, and the wall fell down. So what's the story? So the Tanakhama said, for the rest of that Shabbos, it's okay. After that, you have the whole week to fix it. And Rabbi Yossi said, well, if it's mutter for Shabbos, it's mutter forever. And if, what did he mean by that? Did he mean it's usher or it's mutter? Right? Rabbi Yossi Omar, im mutarin for that Shabbos, it's forever. And if not, so Ibar Lahu, Rabbi Yossi, l'isser or l'hatir? Was he being matir or usher? What was he saying? Omar of Sheshet l'usher. No, he said it's usher. Just like next year won't be good, so to now it's not good. Rabbi Yossi. Just like it'll be usher next week, kach asur in laosa Shabbos. So too is usher this week. Itmar, Rav Chiya bar Rav Yosef Amar, halacha k'Rav Yosi. We hold like Rav Yosi. Ushmul Amar halacha k'Rav Yehuda. And Shmuel says no, we hold like Rav Yehuda. Now we meet Amar Shmuel Hachi. What?
This just says plain and simple. It says the Yosi Amar.
Yeah.
In the Torah in laosa Shabbos, the Torah in laosa Lavi. Doesn't it?
If it's mutter for this Shabbos, it's mutter forever. Is it mutter for this Shabbos or not?
If it's
mutter for this Shabbos, it's mutter for next Shabbos. Now Rabbi Huda said you can't use the next Shabbos; you have the whole week to fix it. So, but this Shabbos we're gonna let. He said, "If it's mutter now, it's mutter next week." So is it mutter now or not? He said, "No, it's not." Now we said we halak of Yehuda. So now Gemara says Shmuel Amar Mi Amar Shmuel Hachi Va'atnan Amar Yehuda. When is all that true? When is what true? When is it true that you can do something, you must have someone else's knowledge? Right? I want to make an error for you. I like you. I know you're stuck at work. You're not going to have time. I'll do it for you. When is that good? Not by Erev Tchum. When is that good? By Ruvei Tchumen. Why? I can't make an Erev Tchum for you. Why not? Because by making an Erev Tchum, I am minimizing where you can walk. I gave you more space to the north, but But you can't walk at all to the south. So who said you wanted that? I can't do that for you. I can't. He wants to go to that shear. So I'm going to make the air for the... No, I want to go to the other shear. Aval Ruvin Chateros, when it comes to air of Chateros, Marvin Bein Ladas, Bein Shalol Ladas. What's the downside for you? Now you can carry in here. It only helps you. There's no downside. They can do that without your knowledge. I can walk into your house, take a matzah, or bikon a matzah for you, and make an error for you. You don't have to know about it even. Why? But be shadachan la'adam shalom b'fanav, because you can do something good for somebody without them knowing about it. Be'ein choven shalom b'fanav, but you can't do a bad thing for somebody without them knowing about it. V'amar v'yehuda v'ashmuel, halachak Rabbi Yehuda. V'halachak Rabbi Yehuda. V'lo od, and not only that, elakol makom shoshana Rabbi Yehuda be'erivin, halachak kamozo. Whenever Rabbi Yehuda's name pops up in Maseches Erevin, we hold like that. V'amalei Rav Chana b'Dagtal Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Shmuel. And so Rav Chana pipes up and says, really? You hold like Rabbi Yehuda everywhere? Afilu mavui shenadol karosav olachayev? Even in this case, even in this Mishnah, where somebody took away the lechi in the middle of Shabbos, or the wall fell down in the middle of Shabbos, we hold like a Yehuda, that you can keep on carrying that Shabbos? V'amalei, and he answers back, No. Be'ervin amarti lecha. Now, of course, we don't like this of Yehuda. Be'ervin I was talking about. Lo b'mechitos. This is a mechita issue. This is not an Ervin issue. Okay? Meaning, he told Rav Chana, in this case, I don't hold like a Yehuda. Why? Because it's a mechita issue. It's not an Erev issue. But an Ervin I hold like a Yehuda. And now we just said a second ago that he holds like a Yehuda. So which one is it? Does Shmuel hold like a Yehuda or not? Amalei Rav Hanan, L'dima Farshli Menei Shmuel. Rav Shmuel himself told me, Kan, when Shmuel hold like a Yehuda in our Mishnah, Shenifer to La Carmelis, where it breached into a Carmelis. Then he held like a Yehuda. Why? Because there's no Daraisa anyway. There's no Daraisa. What's the worst that's going to happen? You violated the Rabbanan. All right, we hold up Rabbi Yehuda. You did everything you're supposed to do before Shabbos. Just what happened? The wind came and knocked him down. All right. Khan, where did he not hold up Rabbi Yehuda? Shenifer to Rosh Hashanah, when it breached into Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Okay? Now, for the next case in the Mishnah, the picture book would help. It says like this. Habona Aliyah agave shnei batim. You have a house on this side of the street and a house on that side of the street, and you build a house over the street. You hear that? You hear what's going on? You have a house here, a house there. You build a house. It's like, what is that called? A walkway. What's that called? A bridge. You build a house shaped like a bridge over those two houses. What's underneath you? What's under? Air. The Rosh Hashanah. Right? So can you carry in that airspace? Right? Depends. If you say Pitikra, then yes. Right? Where are you? You're surrounded. There's two walls on. You have two walls. Which two walls? Two walls of the two houses. And you have a roof, which is the floor of the house on top of you. And you're standing in the street. Right? You got the case? So you're surrounded by two walls and a roof. Let's say the house is 10 feet wide, 20 feet wide. So can you carry in those 20 feet? Well, if you say Pitikra, then yes. You're surrounded by four walls. If you don't say Pitikra, then no. Right? That's what's going on here.
Right?
Right. I don't know. Maybe there is, but normal this is not, that didn't come up. So Habone, Aliyah, Agave, Shnei Batim. If somebody built a house on top of two houses, V'chein Gesharim Hamafulashin, or a bridge which has a tunnel underneath it, right? Like a highway bridge, so you can stand underneath that. Metaltun Tachtem B'Shabbos Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you can carry under there on Shabbos. Why? Because he says Pitikra. V'chacham Osrin. The Chacham say, no, you can't do it. V'odam Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'arvin L'movi Hamafulash. You can make an Eruv in a Mavi Hamafulash. A Mavi Hamafulash means that the Mavi goes through both sides. It's not a dead end. What this is doing in the last daf of the last pep, I don't know. The Chachamim, Osun, the Chachamim say no.
Okay? Now, Amar Rabba, Lo Tema, don't say, Hayim Tema of Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Mishum de Kasavar Beis Mechitzos Doraisa. That's not the reason. Don't say that the reason why he allowed you to carry under the house is because all you need are two walls. Two walls, all you need. That's not the reason. Rather, Ela Mishum de Kasavar, Pitik Riyad Vesosin. What's the real reason? Pitikra. Now, we've had about 10 times this disaster. Esri Abaya, what are you talking about? Yeser Al Kain, more than that, Amr Vihuda, Mishi Eshel Shnei Batim Mishnei Tidir Rosh Hashanah. You own two houses on two sides of the street. There's no third house on top, just two houses. Osha Lechem Mikan Velechem Mikan. You put a Lechi on one side, a Lechi on the other side. O Kor Mikan Vekor Mikan, Venosim Venosim Bamsa. You can carry in there. Why can't you carry in there? Because of Yehuda holds, all you need are two walls. Don't say it's because of two walls. It's because of Pitikra. Rabbi Yehuda said it's two walls. And by the way, Amar Lachachamim, Ein Ma'arav Rishas Rabbim Bekach. That's not a way to be Ma'arav Rishas Rabbim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, he said it was fine. What do you see? He holds from two walls. You start off the word. Don't say it's because of two walls. That's exactly what it is. Amalei, Mehahi Ein Mahal Lekam Ashmarinei. From there, you can't bring a raya. From that case of the two walls, you can't bring a raya that he holds from two walls. Why not? Right? Why not? Because I have Pete Tikra. Right? Pete Tikra is a better thing to say than that. So I'd rather
he
say...
Never said it before.
What?
But he never said it before.
No, he didn't have it before.
We didn't have it before. So in this Mishnah, he said, if you have two walls and a house on top, what's the story? It's mutter. Why? Says the Gemara, Pete Tikra. Yeah, but isn't it because of two walls? No, I don't want to say that.
Way back here.
What's it
better? It should have been way back here. When you first said that aloch, you should have said it.
Why it's here, I don't know. By the way, Amar Rav Ashi, Masnitza Nami Deka. The Mishnah also proves it. Listen to this. You can read this any which way you want. Masnitza Nami Deka. Midiktani, it says, V'od Amar Yehuda. He sticks in another halacha. Ma'arvin Mavu Mefulash. You can make an heir of an above him a foolish. The Chachamim Osrin. The Chachamim say you cannot do that. Now, E Amrit Bishlam, we show the Kazar Pitikra Yard Vesosim. If you hold a Pitikra, Hainu Diktoni Va'od. That's why he's stuck in another case of Va'od. Why? Because above him a foolish. One second. That's why it says Va'od. What's the reason? Right? Even where I can't say Pitikra, for example, a Mavim Mefush, I can't say Pitikra, there's no roof. What would Rabbi Yehuda hold? He still held that you're allowed to make a Eir and a Mavim Mefush. What must he hold? Two walls makes a Mechitza. Right? Ela I Amrit Mishum de Kasavar Shtei Mechitzos Doraisa. But if he holds, it's because of two walls. Then my va'od. Why do you need two cases? Say the same thing. What's the same thing? The same thing with what? Two walls. Two walls will save a house with a roof on top. And two walls is from Mavim Mefulash. Same thing twice. No. The two houses, the reason why it works with a house on top is because of Pitikra. And why does the Mavim Mefulash work? Because two walls. You know what? Shami, no, you're right. You're right. But the reason why the two houses with the wall, the third house on top works is because of Pitikra. He does hold of two walls. Pitikra is a better thing to say if you could say it. Okay? Hajan Loch Kol Gagos. Hajan Loch Kol Gagos. Hajan Loch Kol Gagos. We now begin the last parak of the Sechta Erevin, which is not really about Erevin. Certainly not the first half. As a matter of fact, it's so much not about Erevin that Tosfos was asked, what's it doing here? Why is it here? This parak should not be here. Where should it be? It should be in Masechta Shabbos, and we spent 100 blot talking about carrying on Shabbos. That's where it should be. Tosfos asks, look at top Tosfos. Hach Pirka, this parak, the Masechta Shabbos Havalel Misni. Should have been a Masechta Shabbos. Gabi Hotzos, which talked about extensively about carrying. What's it doing here? The question is a lot better than the answer. Two answers he gives. Ella, one answer. Mishum Diktani B'Seifa, we're going to say later on, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say,
No sin adam lechaveiro. You can, we're going to say in this Mishnah, you can give something to your friend, v'chaveiro lechaveiro. You can have a whole chain of people. No one's carrying more than 4 amos. Right? Ah, afilu chutz l'tchum. Even if it's going to go outside the tchum, as long as the last guy is allowed to be there. Since we mentioned the word tchum, it's fucking over here at the end. That's his first answer. That's, you like that answer? What's the simple answer?
What's all about? Being able to walk around.
Right.
Get around. We're there. Period.
Okay. Second answer. The ode. What?
All about air.
There's not about Erevin.
We're talking about.
Oh, it's about Erevin.
The whole Erevin's about Shabbos.
Yeah, the whole Erevin's about how
Exactly.
But it's about how to fix it. The ode. The ode also. Mishum diktani besof pirkin. We're going to say at the end of the parak that Reb Shimon Omer kol makom sheitiru lachachamim mishalach nasnu lach b'varsh megamar dekara sof mishotziu. It's going to be about Erevin at the end. We're going to talk about Erevin a little bit. Okay. The Netziv says, listen to this explanation. La'achar shehishlam hatana shtei mesechtos ha'elu. After two mesechtos, es kol ha'aser v'hamutter b'shabes mitzad adin. Two mesechtos about what's mutter to carry, what's aser, how to make an erev, a whole very long. Bir perek zeh, mashe hutter, shalom mitoch shorchi dini shabbos. Now we're going to talk about things that are mutter. Ela but, mishum bizoyon tefillin ukedome. Bizoyon tefillin, we're going to talk about tefillin. O beis hamikdash, o beis hamikdash. Talk about haterim. It's an unbelievable thing, right? Ella, Shinishdalshu Gabo Gamdina Machem Kidaka Shal Mishnah. And we're gonna come to sidetrack or side tangent, which is the Derech of the Mishnayos. You hear that? The answer is at the end, and we stick in all the cools at the end. They make you sit torture for 100 daf till you get to some cools at the end.
The last paragraph of Rome's volumes are not exactly.
Correct, it's true. Okay, ready? Here we go. Hamotzi Tfilin. If somebody finds tefillin, machnisem zug zug. You bring them in by wearing them one pair at a time. Okay? Very simple. Says Rashi, first Rashi, basada, in a field, bimakom shene'evdin, in a place where they got lost. Okay? Tosfos doesn't really seem to learn like that. Tosfos in the second Tosfos says, Besov Perak debates a muchach, the Ari we're talking about, dilo mintery, they're not guarded, machmas kalbi, because of dogs. Avo mintery, machmas kalbi, but if there's no dogs, afagav dilo mintery, machmas gnavi, but no one's watching it, it shouldn't get stolen, lo, then we would not let you do this. Are they saying the same thing or the same different thing? When I read Rashi, I thought, okay, he's talking about, you don't want anyone to steal it. That I thought. Someone, all of a sudden, no one knew that we lost these. Toss is not. If it's an issue of stealing, you can't do this. Only for they shouldn't get, you know, Zion ruined, the dog. Otherwise, they have to leave it alone. So,
rain.
What?
Rain.
What about rain? Interesting. So we're going to see about covering them. So, Tanakama says you bring them in one, wearing them, one pair at a time. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Shnayim Shnayim. You can wear them two pairs at a time. Okay? When is that true? B'yishenos. Only with old pairs of tefillin. Meaning, we know that these are tefillin. We know that they're tefillin. Abu v'chadashos potter. But if it's new tefillin, in other words, we're not sure that it's tefillin. What could they be? We'll see Rashi in a second. Then potter. Then you're potter. You're potter from bringing them in. Says Rashi, Potter from what? Milahachnisan. You don't have to bother yourself now to bring them in. Why? Dilma kameyin hain ba'alma. Maybe they're just amulets, looking like, shaped like tefillin. The ain behem kedusha, and they have no kedusha. Ella binasim kilchasan dahainu lishman. Okay, they were made lishman. They were made for the purpose of being a kameya. They look like, but not really tefillin. Hilkach lo mechalin. Shatava Aleha. You don't have to be Machal Shabbos for this. You don't have to be busy with it.
What's the Chil Shabbos, by the way?
What? Carry. So what? We're going to get to it. We'll,
We're going to get to it. What if, are you allowed to wear something that's not normally worn? So the answer is no.
Not normally worn on Shabbos.
Not normally worn ever, on Shabbos or ever. What?
But this is not feeling. This is
coming. No. You wear tefillin, so we're going to get to the discussion, can you wear tefillin on Shabbos? Shabbos is not a tefillin. We're going to get to that in a minute. Okay? Ask for Moshe Feinstein. So 1 second. True, that you can't carry, true, they're not tefillin, but they still have Hashem's name in it. Right? What? Yeah, Kameh, yes, has Hashem's name in it. So can't you save it for that reason? Still a bazillion. You're right, it's not on the high level of tefillin. What about a siddur?
What about a mezuzah
case? What, not a case.
No.
What about a mezuzah?
A parsha.
What about other things besides tefillin? Right? Can they be saved? Says the Mishnah said no. So it says Ramosha that if you keep on walking and you don't save those kameyas, what's going to happen? They're going to get ruined. You didn't cause any ruining. All you did was keep on walking. It's not your fault. There's no. So he says like this. Ein bo isser min haTorah. There's no isser to keep on walking and ignore saving a siddur or a kameya, so Hashem's name shouldn't get rubbed out. You're not allowed to rub it out. So isser to keep on walking and it can happen by itself with the rain or the dog or the garbage or the, what? That's not your fault. And therefore, only for tefillin. Right? Not only that, he says, you don't have to even sit there. You don't have to stand there. I'll stand here to make sure. You don't even have to do that. Right? Okay. Now, mitzan sevasim o krichos. If you found them tied up or bundled up, mechashech alehen, you wait till dark. Right? You wait till dark. Umevi, and then you bring them in. Ubetakana, and if it's a time of sakana, or if you're caught outside, the Nazis are going to get you. Can't just be out. That's not an option, right? Mechasan v'holeklo. Just cover them and go on your way. Reb Shimon Omer, nosin lechaveiro, v'chaveiro lechaveiro, ad shemagia lechatzer achitona. You can keep passing them along in the street, in a human chain, until you get to the last guy.
You have to go get the people, or they're there?
Let's say you have to get them, I don't know. Now, how's the last guy getting those children into the house? Mishnah doesn't say that. Has the last guy getting them in? Right? Two answers. Number one, it's a Carmelis. So he calls it a stov. Tosafos Rid says, we're talking about, it's a stov. I don't know what that is exactly. You're going to a stov, which is a Carmelis. That's mutter min haTorah. So for a Durabanan to save the tefillin, to Bizayin, we allow you to do that. That's the first answer. Second answer, listen to this one. The Gon Yaakov says, you know what you do? You get to the last guy, give it to somebody else inside. You're only over a Durabana. Because this one person didn't do an Akira and a Hanacha. He only did one, the other one did the other one. And that's how you...
They don't work for one guy too.
What?
They don't work for one guy too.
What do you mean? How are you going to walk with them?
Second guy, let's say you're outside the street.
Yeah.
Yes, in front of the thing, you lift it up. Yes, the one guy gets it to you. You need a whole chain of people.
So you just keep passing it back and forth to each other. Yeah. It's a Meir Nachman, maybe you can do that. But yeah,
I wouldn't be able to do that. It doesn't have to be different people. Why would it have to be different people?
Right, okay, in the Konami. V'chein b'no, no snow l'chavero, chavero l'chavero, filo hei neya. Right? Same thing with your son. If your son's born on the field on Shabbos, how do you get him into the house? You pass him along. Till you get to the chatzar. Reb Yehuda Omer, you can even do it, pass a barrel. You can do this with anything, even to get it outside the tchum. Yeah, but the barrel is bound by the owner of the barrel, so this can only work if the owner of the barrel could go there. Then they can do this to the barrel, otherwise not. Okay, now, ready? Here we go. Zug echad in tfeila, one pair of tefillin. Yes, not more. Tanakama said, one pair of tefillin. Not
at a time.
Lema tanan stama to look Reb Meir. So this can't be Reb Meir. Why? The year of Meir, we had a story. Let's say there was a fire breaks out. You can wear stuff out of the house. How much can you put on? Reb Meir said, whatever you could fit on your body, right? Amar lovish kol mashi yachol lilbosh. You could whatever you want to have hats stacked up on top of your head, you could do that. Want to wear six jackets, you could do that. For otif kol mashi yachol otif. And you can wrap whatever you can wrap on you. If not, ulasham motzi to there to the chutzar. You could bring as called klei tashmisha all your clothing. Lovish kol mashi yachol lilbosh. Otif kol mashi yachol otif. Right. Bahi stama mimai de Reb Meir hi. Why would I now? How do we know that stama Reb Meir? The ketani Allah lovish umotzi uposhi lovish umotzi uposhi. I feel the kol yom kula diver Reb Meir. That's a Meir shita. You can go back and forth, but with more stuff, whatever you can fit. Our mission is one pair of tefillin, right? So it can't be Reb Meir. Amar Rava, no, I feel tamer Reb Meir. Hasam derech. Here's the answer. Ready? What everyone said. Hasam, over there. Now, it's not really going to be comparable, but this is what Meir says. Hasam, over there by the fire, derech malbusho kichol shavi rabbanon. The rabbanon treated it like a weekday. What would you do during the week? Would you wear six hats on top of your head? Maybe you would. Hacha, derech malbusho kichol shavi rabbanon. Here, the rabbanon said, what if it would be a day of the week? Hasam, dibachol kama deboy lavish. During the week, you can do whatever you want. Therefore, l'inyan hatzala, nami shari le'rabanan. The Rabbanan said, you can carry whatever you want. Hacha, but over here, v'b'chol nami zug echad in tfei lo. Here, you only wear one pair of tefillin at a time. So no one ever does more. Never been where? At the same time. We're going to get to that. L'inyan hatzala nami. So when it comes to saving tefillin also, zug echad in, tfeilo, only one pair at a time. Okay? So we haven't really gotten to the topic. Tanakhama is one pair at a time. Why? That's what normal people do. Now, Rabbi Gamliel, Omar, shnaim shnaim. He said, two pairs at a time. Now, what's that? What is that? My kasavar, what does he hold? E kasavar, Shabbos zman tfilin hu. If he holds that Shabbos is a zman of tefillin, that's a machlokes, which we're going to get to later. Can you wear tefillin on Shabbos? It's a machlokes. If we're going to hold Shabbos is a zman of tefillin, then echad in, one yes, he could wear, then tfei lo. You can't wear two. Why not? Says Rashi, ik suffer Shabbos man tefillin hu, mishum hachi shari. One is good, I may understand. Avalatzule tfei min mitzvah, lo. But to save more than that, no. Why not? Says Tosvos Stui, in the Tosvos of E Kasavar, the fourth to bottom line, Yesh Lomar, to E Zman Tfilin Hu, Ika Baltosif. If Shabbat is a Zman of Tfilin, you can't wear two. It's Baltosif to wear two pairs of Tfilin, Stui. It's baltosif to wear two pairs of tefillin. You hear that? Yeah. If it's not zman tefillin, then if Shabbos is not zman tefillin, then you can wear two. Because you're not being mekayem mitzvah anyway. You hear this? You hear this logic? You hear that?
Okay, yeah, but
you can't wear two pairs of tefillin every morning. It's baltosif. Shabbos is no different than every other morning. It's not usher because it's not a mitzvah.
Well, it's not a mitzvah, but it's right? An usher.
What?
Is it
usher? Is it usher to wear?
Just to wear the tefillin on Shabbos.
So listen to this. The Izman tefillin who ikabal tosif. Afal gafta lo mechafet, even though you don't have kavana. Kedemasik rov beperek rau bezdin. Lachi zug echot in tfei lo. That's why one yes and more than one not. Bracha has nothing to do with it. Kavanah has nothing to do with it. What Baltosif is a very fascinating topic.
Yeah,
you're not over Baltosif. Let's say today, which is, what's today? Gimel Tammuz? What if today I go build a sukkah and I go sit in it? Am I over on Baltosif?
No, no.
Why not?
Because
so when can I be over on Baltosif on sukkah?
On
Shemini Atzeres. All right? If you make a bracha, why don't we make a bracha on Shemini Atzeres on a sukkah? If you sit in a sukkah, Shemini Atzeres, right? How can you make a bracha? It's Baltosif. How about a Baltosif not today and in the Shemini Atzeres? Yeah? Why? What's the difference?
The bracha today, you got all about
tosef. I don't know about that.
The bracha
today?
The
bracha levatala. The bracha levatala.
The bracha levatala.
I think so.
Tosef is only adding on to something that's existing.
Exactly. So today, there's no sukkah existing.
It's like saying instead of 8 sits, instead of have 10. We have 4 strings, I have 5.
Right, you put a fifth one.
You put a fifth one. There's no
sukkah,
so I'm not
going to
say I'm
going to extend sukkah. So like Baal Tosef, if the Kohen says an extra bracha when he duchens, it's a Baal Tosef. That's why some say you shouldn't say shkoyach to a Kohen when he finishes duchening. You know that?
Why?
You shouldn't say shkoyach to a Kohen because he's going to say brach tia. There's a shaila of Baal Tosef. You hear that, Chomer? You like that, Chomer?
Yeah.
I'm not joking. It's a real issue. Some say once they get down, you walk over to a Kohen and give him a pat on that. Thank you so much for mowing my lawn. Oh, baruch tia. That's not baltosa.
Why don't you walk around giving brachas?
What?
Why don't you walk around giving brachas all the time?
Right. But at the zman of duchening, it's a shaila. The extra bracha is being recited, right? Okay. So far, so good? But that's a chumrah that's brought down by the old, I think the Aruch HaShulchan mentions that. Not some 21st century chumrah that someone came up with. That's an old shiloh. The Mishnah Brewer might even mention. What? I know, but it's an extra bracha. It's a shiloh. I'm not saying it's Baal Tosef. It's a suffix Baal Tosef. At that time.
It's
when you're wearing two at the same time. That's a Tosef.
When you put it on or when you make the bracha?
I don't know if the bracha doesn't make a difference. Bracha never matters for a mitzvah.
Right,
what does the bracha come out of?
You're putting on film to walk the
so that's what Tosas just said. Even if you don't have kavana.
Right.
I'm only putting it on because I want to save it from the fire. Or I want to save it from the goy or from the dog. I don't care about a mitzvah right now.
Right.
It's Shabbos. I want to just save it. Doesn't matter. It's still over about Tosas. If you don't bracha, you don't make a bracha. You're walking down the street in Shabbos afternoon. You see 8 pairs of tefillin. Oh, what are we going to do with it? It's terrible. The dog's going to come and urinate on it. Let's get them in. Oh, put them on. Oh, but it's Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef, I'm thinking about mitzvahs right now. Doesn't matter. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't want to say because I don't know. Kapaskin's okay. Oh, my goodness. V'kosav ha-Shabbos la-Zman Tefillin hu. And if Shabbos is not the Zman Tefillin, u'misham ha-Tzala derech mal b'shari le-Rabbanon, then I feel it's Tveinami. Then we can put on 5 pairs of Tefillin. Right? Why do you have only 2? Where did 2 come from? La'olam kosav ha-Shabbos la-Zman Tefillin. Really, Shabbos is not the Zman of Tefillin. V'chi shari rabbonin l'inyin hatzala, derech malbish b'makom Tefillin. Right? What's the issue? The issue is derech malbish. So therefore, there ihachi, if that's the case, zog echarin tfeilo. Shouldn't be able to wear 1. Right? Amar of Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak, mishmakom yesh bro, b'rosh, l'niach lo shtei Tefillin. There's a place on your head to put 2 Tefillin. What?
One behind the other.
Is it one behind the other or one next to the other?
Behind.
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure.
Next to one another can't be bein and eichen.
What?
Next to one another can't be bein and eichen.
Behind
it. One behind the other can be bein and eichen.
Right. Now. We don't have time. We're running out of time. The Tosfos in Makom says, why is it that people have different sizes of tefillin? That shouldn't be. Why is it different size? Why is it one size for everybody? We know what the shear is. If you have space for 2 tefillin, we don't wear 2. Why is everyone different size? That's an interesting question. He doesn't really answer it. I saw the Beis Yosef says, the Beis Yosef Cairo says, there's a Gemara that says that you shouldn't have big tefillin in front of a Rebbe. When a Talmud's by a Rebbe, it's a little bit of a Bal Gaiva. So that's how he explains, that's why no one's nizer in this. Oh, we're going to get to the Shal Yad in a second. Ha, Nicha de Rosh. The Yad, my Ekel and Amor. What about the Yad? No, Kid Rav Huna, my Rav. Kid Rav Huna. The Rav Huna, Pa'adim Sha'adam Ba'amin HaSadeh. A guy comes home. V'chavilasu al Rosho. He has the bundle on his head. V'mishalkam Rosho. He takes the tefillin off his head. It's a bazillion with the bundle. The Koshin Bizro, and he ties it to his arm. So what do you see? You have 2 tefillin on your arm. Amor Damar Rav Huna, Shalom Yenag Ba'b'derech Bizayin. That's because it shouldn't be a bazillion. Roy mi amar, what is Roy for 2 pairs of tefillin? Ella kadamar of Shmuel bar Yitzchak, yes. Makom yesh b'rosh shorei l'niach bo shei tefillin. Achanai makom yesh b'yad l'sharoi sh'niach bo shei tefillin. Right?
It depends on the size of your arm also. When you go with a little kid who's the bar mitzvah boy, they make smaller tefillin for that.
Yeah, do they?
Because of the shear.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
You've already told the rest of your life. They're a smaller size fillet. If you don't make the shear on the kid's thing, they give you a smaller size fillet.
I've never seen
bottom.
We're talking about the bottom. We're talking about the bottom. I've never seen that. I've never seen someone say, "I'm getting a smaller tefillin because I'm a small little boy."
Exactly.
You've never seen such a thing. You ever saw such a thing? Exactly. So am I. And I just know the rabbi showed me his tefillin the other day. So mine are larger than his. Tosfos had discussed why don't have people. Tosfos wonders why don't we have the same size tefillin as everybody? Why not? Doesn't really answer it. But why not? All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.